What is your name?
ESPN 97.5, KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. Final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Sorry for that brief delay, but when the fun police comes in, we pay attention. AJ in here telling us about his fantastic parenting skills.
By the way, Chris Householder is the one that sent about his mom biting with no teeth. He was like, yeah, it was more than meth. All right, somebody said songs that have a memorial or a dedication to them due to all the friends that Houston has lost the past couple days. Okay. Well, you talk about Debbie Downer all day.
We can't do it all week, though.
Yeah,
that might be a little depressing.
Yeah, I think today's the day where we've gotten a lot of the down stuff taken care of, but we can...
Speak for yourself. Oh. Hey, Barry, my wife recently put my son in Taekwondo. Should I put him in Jiu-Jitsu instead? Yes. Immediately. Pull him out of Taekwondo and put him in Jiu-Jitsu unless you want your son to get his ass whooped all the time. I'm telling you right now, that Taekwondo stuff does not translate. And save your text, you Taekwondo nerds. Save it. I don't want to hear it from you. Hey, that's not true. I beat somebody up. No, you didn't. Sage Northcutt was a big Taekwondo guy. Look what happened to him.
Guy's ass beat. Yeah. Didn't he get knocked down like 27 seconds not too long ago?
Yeah. Listen, to defend yourself, jiu-jitsu.
Yep.
If you want your kid to be able to defend himself against bullies, skip Taekwondo and karate. Put him in jiu-jitsu.
There's other disciplines, but if you're going to make me choose between jiu-jitsu and taekwondo,
1,000%.
It's an easy answer.
I mean, actually, for self-defense, I'm not sure I would put my kid in anything other than jiu-jitsu. Not boxing, not wrestling.
You guys have said that in the past.
Because you're learning not judo, taekwondo, karate, none of that. Jiu-jitsu.
I would totally put Taylor in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, you guys have said that. And I definitely, 1,000% I've told Lisa that already. For sure.
So you think every dumb comment reflects a Republican? I hope that's just one of your jokes. That was directed at me. No, I think people that call in and go, I don't think that they're David Ortiz. He's sending all our monies over there to the Dominican Republicans. I think that guy might wear a MAGA hat. Yes. Is that what you wanted to hear, sir and or ma'am? Yes. I think that guy might have voted for Trump. I think Mark probably voted for Trump. And I think if I were to ask him, he would have said yes. So don't sit there and try to make me paint with a broad brush.
And don't start spinning don't put words it to in get my into mouth. Your little political back and forth that you like to get into to try and make yourself feel better. We're not making this a political show. We're just making jokes and having fun.
Apparently Paul got upset with us, by the way.
Yeah, I heard he called back.
When I went to go urinate, the intern was like, Paul's pissed. Well, okay.
What did he say?
He was just mad because we hung up on him. Well, it sucked, Paul.
There's a pause, Paul. Radio pauses that last that long are not good for the listeners. Paul, they're not good for anybody.
You calling and making a joke that's already been made in the segment isn't a good call. No. That sucked.
I'd rather hear from your wombat, bro. I don't even want...
Yeah, don't...
Well, that's why when I walked by and they went, hey, Paul's on the line. He's really pissed off. I go, Barry's in the bathroom. Just give him a second. he'll take it.
Like, if Paul and Mark never called, I would be all right. I think this show would carry on okay.
Keep that money in America. Buy Ford.
Now, Nick, you're stirring it up again. You're going to get people pissed off, and they're going to say that you're making, you think, well, you're implying everybody's a Republican.
I'm not going to read this, but White Magic is now sending in shots like it used to about other shows.
Is he?
I'm not going to be a party to this White Magic.
Read them.
I'm not doing it.
Are these from Florida, or is he back in town?
I don't know. Is he listening?
From afar.
Way back Wednesday, artist named Paul. No. Would Paula Abdul work? Paula Abdul? No. Did you see this?
Yes.
White Magic text. I'm not reading that. Heck, get me on that.
I'm gonna read it. Hold on. Is it bad?
It's funny.
No. Why didn't you guys warn AJ not to be in Taekwondo? He clearly gets his ass whooped from Kev.
Oh, is that the officer, Kev? God, you got them all coming back now. Now we've got White Magic and Kev coming back.
Man. Yeah, that was back to back. Is White Magic, is he Kev? Is that, are they one and the same?
He got different phone number. He's got a burner phone, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe he's just got a Google number he uses.
I don't know, but yeah, that's crazy. Just like that, they come rolling back in. All righty. So the Astros tonight, a little two-game series against the Milwaukee Brewers. Good test for this team, simply because the Brewers, first place in their division in the National League, playing some good baseball, and it'll be, interesting to see how they match up shorthanded against a team that's been on a pretty good roll lately. Christian Yelich, along with my man from the Dodgers for MVP. Who am I? I'm trying to think. Bellinger? Yeah. Cody Bellinger and Yelich are probably the two.
You meant he was on Milwaukee, but used to be with the Dodgers.
Yeah, no, the two front runners for MVP. So Yelich is already, 24 bombs?
Yeah. What's going to be interesting to see is I like tonight's matchup. I think is tonight's matchup with Peacock and Peralta?
Yes.
Is that tonight?
Yes. Is Peralta in for sure? Because I thought he might be having some...
I saw him listed as the starter. Okay. It may have changed, but they did have Peralta listed as the starter going up against Peacock. Tomorrow's going to be interesting. Can Justin Verlander keep the ball in the yard?
He is very
susceptible to home run.
You know, I was on that.
Brewers lead the National League in home runs. This is a power-hitting team. We talked a little bit about Moustakas and Yelich both being in the top three, I think, 24 and 20 home runs, respectively. It's going to be interesting to see, you look at that on paper and think, oh, yeah, it's Verlander going. That's a W. Well, against a team that hits a lot of home runs, Verlander, that's his – if he's had one Achilles heel, sorry, Kevin Durant, then it's been the big fly. So we'll see how that goes.
And he and Gerrit Cole both. I mean, the thing that they're most susceptible this year is the long ball, and that's crazy considering where they were a year ago. But, you know, they're still working out some things, and hopefully that's going to get better. But that's – I was kind of relieved to not see Cole go against that lineup because – you know, he struggled to get his secondary pitches over the plate or in positions in the zone, at least for a time where people will chase them. And then guys just sit back and they get ready for the fastball and they've been teeing off a little bit. Milwaukee's a team that would definitely tee off.
Speaking of Gerrit Cole, it's pretty interesting. I was looking at starters. We were talking, I forget how we got. Oh, because the guy that said that. Charlie Morton was going to start the All-Star game. Yeah. And I was like, no, Justin Verlander statistically has had a better year than Charlie Morton. He'll probably start the All-Star game. He's got a very good shot of it. But when you look at WAR for pitchers, who do you think has the higher WAR between Gerrit Cole and Wade Miley? You would think...
See, I know how you ask these trick questions.
You would think Gerrit Cole, right?
Yeah.
3.72 ERA, 1.0 whip, all the strikeouts, 130 strikeouts. Gerrit Cole has a 1.0 WAR. Wade Miley has a 1.9, ninth best in the AL.
I'm telling you,
amongst
man.
Pitchers, that qualified starting pitchers.
Every time I watch
ninth
him pitch.
Ninth best in the AL.
I like him more and more. And again, when you consider the fact that you're only paying him $5 million a year, but he is worth every single penny of it. He's already earned it. The way he's pitching and the way he never gives in. I mean, he's down in a count, but he is not only is he going to go after you, but it's not necessarily always going to be a fastball. He's got great confidence and good command of his breaking pitches. He'll throw anything at any time, and the walks are down. You know, his quality start percentage is fantastic.
Yeah, not a guy that's going to blow you away as far as strikeouts. But, yeah, Miley's had 8 quality starts, which is fourth best in the AL. Ahead of him is Verlander, Cole, and Jose Berrios of the Twins.
That's fantastic.
They have Cole and Berrios have 10, Verlander has 12. But then there's a grouping of 4, Miley included in that list, along with Stroman. And some others that have 8 quality starts. So you're right. From the 3 slot, if you're getting 8 quality starts out of a guy who's, I think, pitched in 14 games, 13 games, you'll take that every time.
And you know when you're healthy, your offense is capable. When you don't have a quality start, maybe you give up 4 or 5, they're going to... they're going to take that because they can stay in the game because they have the kind of offensive potency when they're healthy. But for the time being, the way he has been able to manage ball games and, like you said, quality starts, keeping his team in it has been fantastic. And he's a guy that's fit right in. The other thing is, and A.J. Hinch even made special mention of this the other day, again, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but when they do end up taking him out in the sixth or the seventh, he goes and ices. He's back on the bench for the last couple innings of the game, yeah. And A.J. could not sing his praises more about they love that. Because a lot of guys, they'll just stay in the clubhouse, they'll relax, they don't even go out. He puts the uniform, the uniform top, sweatshirt on, whatever, goes right back on the bench, and he's there for his teammates.
Well, one thing that I think one of the keys to his success this year, for sure, is keeping the ball on the ground. Mm-hmm. Fourth highest ground ball ratio in baseball, or in the American League. So, I mean, he's not a guy that, like I said, overpowers you with stuff. Not a big strikeout guy, but he gets outs. He's a lot like Keuchel,
yeah,
and then he keeps the ball. He tries to stay down in the zone. Doesn't have a lively fastball, but he can spot it. He's gonna get you to ground out more often than not, and that keeps him in ball games.
Remember,
He's got better value than a Dallas Keuchel, sure, as far as for the money.
I was gonna say. Remember, I told you that before they even were looking at him, but I said he'd be a great cheap replacement for Keuchel if you don't bring him back. Mm. But when you look at Keuchel last night, look, we were questioning, like, you know, what kind of shape would he be in? I don't know if you saw this or not. He threw seven innings in AAA last night, gave up one hit, struck out nine.
Yeah.
Shut out, you know, threw a shutout for seven innings. So looks like he's ready to go. I mean, obviously that's AAA, but again, we're talking about using Major League Baseballs this year because we've mentioned on a couple of occasions home runs are up in AAA because they're using the Major League ball and doing all these things. But that's a good sign if you're a Braves fan that, hey, he might be able to jump in and really give your starting rotation a boost.
Yeah. Somebody wanted to know, where's Tyler White rank in the bullpen?
You know what, though? He's an innings eater when you need him.
You weren't right for that. Yeah, I think Keuchel's going to be fine. A lot of people didn't want Keuchel back. I don't think I wanted him back at the price he demanded. Right. But I never felt like he was, you know, if Dallas Keuchel was your three, you're doing just fine.
Yeah, and you're right. The price.
Do you want to give him ace money and be a one when you have a Verlander and a Cole? Absolutely not. But if Dallas Keuchel was this team's three, this team would be in great shape, especially if Miley was their four. So it wasn't that I think Keuchel was not going to be effective. I think he was overpaid, or he wanted to be overpaid.
The difference is about $15 million. If you want to go the $20 million a year that Keuchel wanted, and you're paying $5 million a year for Miley, and look what he's doing, you'll take it.
Yep.
You know, everybody has a chance to move on, and if Keuchel does end up getting his long term deal, more power to him. But the Stros were smart, as it looks like right now, for not wanting to commit that much money because no one else did either. So we'll continue to roll on. Again, Brewers-Astros tonight, to start of a two-game series. Astros here all week because another day off then on Thursday. And then for the weekend, they take on the Toronto Blue Jays. I know that Pink Valkyrie and her family and everybody will be out to see her BJs take on the Astros over the weekend. Before we go to the break, do want to tell you about the good people at besthotelrates.com. We've telling you, whether you travel for vacation with school out now and families getting ready to go different places and do different things, a lot of times you just kind of get on the internet and you book your hotel room and you don't think that much about it, but there's a way that you can save money, and it's all the middleman is taken out of it. All the work is done for you. It's besthotelrates.com. It's easy to remember because it's in the name, and all you do is go to besthotelrates.com and find out in a hurry. They've got a pre-existing relationship with over 600,000 hotels worldwide. That means a lot of the hotels that you either stayed at in the past or want to stay at, but you think maybe it's out of your price range, all you got to do is go to besthotelrates.com. You punch in your dates of your trip, you punch in your destination, and you find out that there are a ton of hotels that you've been wanting to stay at, or maybe you've stayed at in the past, but for a lot better price. And it's all because of besthotelrates.com. They do everything for you, including securing your reservation and making sure that where you stay is safe and clean. All you got to do in the meantime is just make sure when you're planning your trip, whether it be for business or pleasure, you go to the one stop that can take care of it all for you, just like that. It's besthotelrates.com. It's in the name, besthotelrates.com.
You're going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back rolling through final hour of the show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, still deliberating on a Way Back Wednesday topic for tomorrow. I am wrong. I stand corrected, as several of you politely corrected me.
Just say no more. I just figured we were just in general. You are wrong.
No.
Okay.
Roscoe can kiss my ass. The rest of you that did it nicely. Keuchel was supposed to pitch AAA, got rained out, pitched A ball, still one hit, no runs, seven innings. So there you go. I stand corrected.
Where are you on Robin Givens on the hot meter? Hot or not?
I think back in the day she had some fire. She was all right.
I think she's hot.
Okay.
She slept with Howard Stern.
Tell me about it, man. I was shocked when I saw that.
And she said he was a good lover. No, like, they tried to corner her in this interview. I don't remember who it was.
Andy Cohen.
And he was, like, asking, because Howard always talks about having a small penis. Yes. That's his thing.
Yep.
And so they were like, well, does he have a small penis? And she just said that Howard is a magnificent lover.
I just don't even want to think about that.
I can't imagine that. I wouldn't want to look up if I was a female and see Howard Stern looking down at me.
Not to mention, if you look down and he's got the bush down there that he's got on top of his head, no wonder he's got a small penis.
I don't
want to find it.
I don't want to be some chick looking back, checking on it, and it's Howard Stern. I don't need to be doing
that. Creepy looking dude.
Yeah, it really is. I don't understand why a chick that hot, which back in the day when she had her fastball.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's still, I mean, I could Google a picture of her now. I think she still has it.
Well, the article had the actual video.
Oh, of her?
Of her with Andy Cohen, and she still looks good.
Yeah, see? I don't understand that. Oh, yeah. Sure enough, I guess I don't need the sound on for that.
I'll let her
Yeah, she's still hot. Like, yeah. What? That just goes to show you, sometimes you can just be famous and rich, and you can bang hot chicks, and it doesn't matter.
And
you can
sometimes
be as ugly as Howard Stern is.
Different tastes. Because I remember it was always creepy, too, that she used to call Mike Tyson Michael.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like they did the one interview when actually a lot of the stuff came to light about the abuse and everything like that. But she would refer to him as Michael the whole time. And I was like, that's a little weird.
So on this interview you posted, I'm seeing her. Who's the person next to her?
Someone from one of the reality shows, like I guess one of the Real Housewives or one of those.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So they're not transgender?
Dude, I don't know. I don't watch them. I can ask my wife. She might know.
I don't know.
She watches all those shows.
I'm going to feel bad if I just assumed that and they're not. But yeah, Robin Givens still has it. What was the movie she was in with Forrest Whitaker? Was it?
Was she in Harlem Nights?
No, it wasn't Harlem Nights. It was something else. That's the movie I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Because there was the bedroom scene where he sucks her toes. And I was like, that's too far. That's not... If I'm reading that in the script, I'm like, nah, can we maybe write something different? I mean, she's hot, so it wouldn't be as bad. But if they made you do that like an ugly chick, would you do that scene? Even on a hot chick, would you do that scene?
No.
Hot, I mean, look, hot chick, clean feet. I think I would do it if I'm getting paid millions of dollars and it's just in the script. But if you throw out somebody ugly, I don't think I'm doing that.
I've told you.
I don't think I'm doing that.
People, that's their thing. I don't get it. But
well, I would be like, look, okay, if it's in the script and it's important to the movie, can we just make sure that she washes them really good and they're clean and she's not walking around the set barefooted all nasty? I mean, for the money, I would do it.
To me, the thing is like...
If she's hot, that's the thing. Robin Givens, hot. I would... Okay.
Your girl is by the name... The girl that co-hosted the show last night was Robin Dixon, who's on The Real Housewives of Potomac.
That's not a thing.
Evidently, it's a real thing. Oh, and by the way, she used to be married to ex-NBA point guard Juan Dixon.
Oh.
So, I remember Juan Dixon because he played at Maryland after Steve Francis.
Well, now I feel bad.
And you thought that she had junk.
I mean,
well, that's not the first time something like that's happened, but
that's on me. I don't have my glasses on. Maybe that's what it was. I don't have my glasses on.
Blame it on that.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah, I just, the whole thing caught me off guard because I never had ever heard about it and could not see someone hot like Robin Givens with Howard Stern.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. But you're a celebrity and you're rich. I mean, you look at sugar daddies, dude, these rich millionaire men that have these hot, young females that are their wives or girlfriends or whatever.
Like Nick was saying a couple weeks ago, what's her name? Nick was at her house that is here in town, but Anna Nicole Smith was with that guy that was like on life support, like was 160.
Yeah,
but she got paid.
She did do that. Yeah,
she got paid.
A Rage in Harlem is what it was called.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew there was Harlem involved in it.
I did too, yes.
Yeah, A Rage in Harlem. Yeah.
Now I'm curious because of her taste. Like, there are other oddities in terms of her dating history.
When you go from Mike Tyson to Howard Stern, that's literally one end of the spectrum to the other, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, they're both celebrities, but I just feel like as far as types of men, they couldn't be more opposite.
Well, here you go. Ranker has, who has Robin Givens dated?
Is she like the Derek Jeter of hot actresses?
Some of the, you're probably not going to know some of these. I don't know some of these.
Well, that doesn't mean I won't know.
Okay, good point. All right, so, okay. Jose.
Why did you
Sanchez,
say it like that?
Because it's spelled, okay. You
wait,
tell me.
Wait a minute.
You don't, no, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. I want it's you to pronounce.
Jose.
I want you to pronounce.
Jose.
Listen to me. H.
No, I'm not going
to
start now.
H.
Yeah.
O. S. E. A.
Jose.
I don't see a Z in there. There's no Z in there, pal. No. There is no Z.
But you all, Jose.
Jose. Because that's the way when you sound it out. She dated Marcus Schreckenberg.
That was an uncalled for accent.
Okay.
Who else?
Marcus Schreckenberg. He was
no idea who that is.
He was the Swedish model that did Calvin Klein ads. This guy.
No idea. So that doesn't surprise me. She dates an underwear model.
Okay. Howard Stern is number three.
Yeah. Tyson's not even top three?
Nope.
Wow.
Murphy Jensen, an American tennis player no one knows.
Where does Tyson fall on this list?
I'm looking. Svetozar Marinkovic.
Oh, old Svetozar. Yeah, of course.
Damon Wayans.
Wow.
Yeah, number six. All right. Damon Wayans. Did not know that. Seven, Eddie Murphy.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I guess that was Boomerang.
Eight.
What?
Arguably the greatest NBA player of all time.
Will Chamberlain.
Nope.
Oh.
Michael Jordan is at number eight.
She had an affair with Michael Jordan?
Evidently.
Because he was married the entire time,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Juanita was his first wife, yeah.
And they were married the entire time he played?
Well, they didn't stay married, so
no.
There might have been those, you know, infidelities.
You know, if you're Michael Jordan, do you just drive one car?
Following their divorce in 1989.
Oh, there you go.
Mike Tyson reportedly confronted Michael Jordan regarding a romantic relationship with Robin Givens following his divorce from Givens.
Really?
That would have been, boy. Tyson is number nine.
So Tyson wanted to fight Michael Jordan. Who you got?
Ten's going to blow you away. Ten's gonna blow you away.
Don't tell me. Was it a chick?
Nope.
No. Who?
Probably a very big in Hollywood and everybody's heart throbbed for a while. Multiple celebrity wives.
Multiple celebrity wives.
Brad Pitt.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
From 86 for a year, from 86 to 87.
She's got some skins on the wall now.
I guess so.
You got Jordan, Brad Pitt, Mike Tyson, literally three of the tops in their industry.
Mm-hmm.
See, she's got some skins on the wall.
No doubt about it.
She is the Derek Jeter of actresses.
Man.
I mean, she's out here banging top quality A-plus celebrities.
But you go Michael Jordan, Brad Pitt, obviously Mike Tyson
Don't say Damon Wayans. He's not in that class.
But then you go Howard Stern.
Howard Stern, obviously the best at what he does. Best in radio, best in basketball, best in boxing, best in acting.
Crazy.
She's living her best life.
I guess
she's doing her thing.
Speaking of doing their thing, he was just in the studio, and he is just fantastic. Josh Pesikoff and his staff at Infuse Energy, they do an incredible job. I know because I signed up for Infuse Energy about 2 years ago, got rid of the big company that I was with that I was just so frustrated with, and instead got with a real company that cares about you and your needs, whether it be for business or for your home. It's the people at Infuse Energy. All you got to do is check them out at InfuseEnergy.com, or you can call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. I encourage you to call because you're going to get a human being on the phone and not an automated system, and they're going to talk you through what they can offer you while asking you questions like when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, and all the other questions so they can pinpoint the best rate and the best deal they can possibly give you. If you mention ESPN 97.5, you get $25 off your bill right off the top, and they go from there. It's 100% honest, trustworthy conversation from a company that has your back. They're also 5 out of 5 stars by the PUCT local rankings for Texas. That's the Public Utility Commission of Texas. That means that they are going to take care of you from customer service to the rates and the plans. And you, all you got to do is pick up the phone. 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. 100% green energy at your fingertips. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Don't forget, infuse energy into your life.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Final half hour of the show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Tuesday in the big city. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio. Lots of comments on Robin Givens. A lot of them not nice.
What are they saying about her?
Gold digger.
Hey, you shut your damn mouths. Don't you dare talk bad about Robin Givens.
Time out. A couple people tweeted this in. I don't believe that's true. Was Robin Givens in Boomerang? I don't believe she was.
I think she was, yeah. But that's not the movie. Everyone was saying that was the movie that I was talking about.
Yeah, no.
She got her toes sucked. No, that wasn't the movie. I mean, there was a whole foot thing in Boomerang, obviously, because the whole hammer toes joke. But no, but I'm pretty sure she was in Boomerang.
I'm going to look it up.
Okay, you look it up. And AJ was saying that Howard Stern's wife is hot now.
Yeah, we got to look that up, too. And because I've seen her
confirmed.
Before. Blonde. Yeah, blonde.
God, he's so ugly, but he's so rich and funny, and that's all you really need. You need money and funny, and you can get pretty much the hottest chicks in the world.
Well, you got she those was in two Boomerang.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Grace Jones, Robin Givens, Eddie Murphy.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Where did it go? So, hey, Barry, could you point me to in the right direction for jiu-jitsu? I mean, I'm not going to play a favorite. You know, a lot of people like the Gracie Baja schools. A lot of people like the individual ones. I know in town, like there's Travis Took and his jiu-jitsu camp. There's a lot. Back in the cage door, we had a whole map of all the gyms in the area. But I would just say, you know, find some that are local to you and go try it. You can usually do a trial of a class or two and see if the kids like it. And if they do, then just stick with that. I mean, especially as young as they are, until you start getting into competitions and wanting to try to, you know, make a career of jiu-jitsu, just rolling and getting your belt. You can do that at any jiu-jitsu school. And of course, I'm not suggesting that they're all the same. They're definitely not all the same. Some of them, I mean, there are McDojos out there. that, you know, they just, some guy got his black belt and he's out there just giving out black belts. There was also some that'll charge you way more than you should be paying just because that's what they're there for. They're trying to make money. So just find one that, that your kid likes and stick with it.
That's good advice. You guys have told me that before. And like I said, I mentioned to Lisa and I said, I think you guys last time we talked about it said probably start her around 5.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting till around 5, but I already said that that's something I plan on doing. So.
Yeah. Somebody said, who's the female y'all are talking about? We're talking about Robin Givens with all the skins on the wall. And AJ bursted my bubble and said, not really bursted the bubble, but said that, that she also said in the interview that the whole Brad Pitt thing was a rumor, that it wasn't true.
The article that I was reading said, yes.
She didn't bang him.
That they dated, but that.
It said they dated but didn't have sex?
No. Well, and I got to go back and find it, but. They said,
really?
She didn't want to talk about it, but she said he definitely was in my driveway and things like that.
Who dates?
They dated for a year.
There
had to have.
She would brag about it, though, I feel like. If she really did, she would brag about
Unless he made her sign a waiver.
Pulled the Jeter. Who else does it? Jeter and Jordan, right? They both did that, right?
Yeah.
Well, the big thing now, too, is with a lot of the pro athletes is because a lot of them, like we were talking about last week or a couple weeks ago, that they have their own security people. One of the jobs that the security people is entrusted with is if they are going to hook up, they hold the cell phone.
Uh-huh.
And the person signs a release so that they can never talk about it. And if they do, there's ramifications.
Yep.
Got to be extra careful. Remember last summer, James Harden got caught by this infamous
Instagram. Well,
she got pictures of him sleeping in her bed after they hooked up and they got out.
So did he not have her sign a waiver?
I guess not. He might have been between security people.
I'm not sure that's an easy thing to do anymore, is it?
What, get a waiver?
Well, get her to sign. Like, why would she sign?
Well, that's the thing, too, because you know that the dude is probably looking forward to hooking up. And so the player's probably going to be
if you're an Instagram model, I'm using air quotes here.
There's a lot of those.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I have a camera and an account, I'm a model. No, you're really not. You're just a thirsty woman with an Instagram account. It doesn't make you an Instagram model. It doesn't make you a model. But if you're an Instagram model and you're trying to hook up with James Harden, if you have a problem signing the waiver, then that would tell me that your intentions are probably not the best. It's not just, you're just not here for the sex.
Or you believe you're the one.
Yeah, I guess that could be the case. I wouldn't, if I'm James Harden, everybody's signing a waiver. No phones, like you said, the security takes the phones, you're signing this waiver. Like, we're keeping all this on the hush-hush.
Yeah, and I'm not saying, I don't know what Harden's security people do per se. Obviously, one slipped through the cracks. But I know that from an athlete's perspective, a lot of athletes these days, that's part of the deal.
Because
I know guys that were security guys that will tell you
that. It's different if you're like, hey, I met this chick at a bar and we started talking and we had conversations. We went on a date. She was very nice. We hit it off. We had chemistry. Now you're looking at establishing a relationship. I'm not going to ask some woman I'm having a relationship with to sign a waiver. But if it's just a hookup, if I just met you at the club and you happen to slip in the VIP, you know, and I bought you a bottle of champagne and you want to go back and have nasty sex with me, okay, but we're signing a waiver. And if you're not down with that, there's 100 chicks in the club that will.
That first
just so
scenario,
they can say they slept with me and tell their friends.
That's a slippery slope. Because you know what? There's a lot of females out there that could pull the wool over your eyes, too, and act like, hey, this is all about a relationship. This is all about, you know, but at the end of the day.
These hoes ain't loyal.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So that's why I don't know that you can just let your guard down.
No, you don't let your guard down. But, you know, you obviously, that kind of person, I mean. If I were that celebrity and single, I don't want to get in trouble with my wife here. Right. All this is obviously hypothetical with me being single. But yeah, I think I play that by ear. Like, you know, if we're establishing a relationship and we've been talking and dating for several weeks and maybe haven't hooked up yet, then that's a little bit different than, like I said, you just meet at the club and she's like, I want to go back to your place. So, okay, that's a whole different thing than just having dinner and that's the end of the night. And you're establishing that kind of relationship. So, yeah, I mean, you got to play it by ear, obviously, but it would kind of suck in that regard. You always have to be.
Your head's got to be on a swivel. You can't trust anybody.
Nope.
And like I've told you before, I've seen, like I told you when we brought up Michael Jordan, I saw Michael Jordan go into the hotel bar. And I had one of the guys that worked at the hotel bar said, we have not seen women this hot in this big of numbers, maybe ever in the history of this place. And he goes, and it's just...
Yeah, they all know he's there.
MJ walked in. All he did was look into the bar, and it was like a lineup of girls, like a parade, just walking right in front of him. And that was back in the day, but, I mean, it's probably only got worse.
Yeah.
So... Okay, we got one segment to go on the show. Before we do that, I do want to tell you to remind you to head out to the second annual Mike Rozier's Heisman Player Weekend, June 20th through June 23rd, all benefiting the Mike Rozier Cancer Foundation, so it's a great cause. A weekend full of former Heisman Trophy winners and fun, including 36 holes of championship golf at Black Horse Golf Club, a father-son lunch with the athletes, plus a memorabilia show at the Wyndham Hotel. For more information and to reserve your spots, head to hometeamevents.org. That's hometeamevents.org. It's the Mike Rozier Heisman Trophy Players Weekend, June 20th through the 23rd.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Final segment of the show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. Fred, AJ, Aaron will entertain you like nobody besides us as they take over.
Man, U.S. women's national team is putting an absolute ass whooping on Thailand. It is 11-0.
That is a good sign.
In the World Cup, their opening match.
They are one of the favorites.
On the pitch. Aren't they the favorite? I think they are the favorite.
Well, according to them, they would say that I think Megan Rapinoe and somebody else, which country they mentioned, but in a lot of people's eyes, they've got to be at least one of the co-favorites, I would think.
Unfortunately, someone sent me a picture.
You opened it?
No, it was just a tweet.
Oh, okay.
Who was it? It was Andy Bourne sent me a picture of the Thailand national team as two ladies high-fiving, and one of them you see her face, and the other one her back is to the camera, and her name is Thong Some Butt.
Beautiful name.
You verified it.
Yeah, and I was like, no way, that's a real name. 12-0. By the way, 12-0. They just
as
scored
you were
again.
Speaking, they scored again.
Literally just scored again. I hope
thongs and butt.
Thongs some butt. Thong some butt.
They definitely sell that at Zone de Erotica.
So thong some
in
butt.
In lotion and cream?
It's Ratikan Thong Some Butt. THONGSOMBUT. Thong Some Butt.
It's a swimwear line.
Not got removed from the game for Tanikarn Dangda, which,
oh,
you know,
boy.
I could...
Here you go. What are you, Granado now? You're just
I'm just reading
you're just
names.
Letting them fly?
No, I'm just reading names from the Taiwan, the Thailand team.
Oh, Taiwan.
No,
Thailand.
That's wrong.
Oh, okay.
That was Thailand. Mm-hmm. From the Thailand team.
Mm-hmm.
Nathakarn Chinwong.
You keep going.
I'm just reading names, mm-hmm. Joel.
You got mad at me for Jose. But yet you're going there. So just keep going.
I'm not saying them with an accent. I'm not like,
aww. I did not roll anything, and I did not do that either. I said Jose the way it was spelled.
When I say Waruni Fetwizit, I just say it. I don't say it with an accent. Do I?
So when you're
Ratikan Thong Some Butt. Did I really?
When you're Fetwizit, then you Thong Some Butt?
Willaporn Boudwong.
Boothwong. Willaporn?
Willaporn.
Yeah. Willaporn Boothwong.
It's all you, Chief. I'm staying out of that.
How do you pronounce this then? W-I-L-A-I-P-O-R-N. Willaporn, right? Willaporn?
I would go Willaporn.
Yeah. And then the last name is B-O-O-T-H-D-U-A-N-G. Boothdong. No? All right.
Nick's in there laughing.
All right, so I digress.
So maybe, how would you guys...
I won't be maybe I won't be able to commentate on soccer games as
call Glenn Davis. Yeah, he needs you to do color on some of these World Cup games. Their next game is Saturday. Are you available?
Let's get up to the sideline reporter. Glenn, I'm here with Retake and Thong some butt. Nope. Pretty sure that's not how you say it, you redneck idiot. What? No, that's not it.
Glenn would get so mad.
He would be so pissed.
He's so passionate about just keeping things on the straight and narrow for soccer.
Warraporn Boonsing.
I don't know what singing, Barry, but you...
I'm just reading names. Okay, you know,
I know it.
I didn't name these people.
You're just picking out the ones that sound just a little dirtier than others.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
Okay. You got any more? Up your sleeve?
I'm just looking.
Yeah. I'm just did you guys hear perusing. About this, by the way, the latest criminal, I guess you could call them, in Chicago?
Mm-mm.
A masked man is smearing poop on Bridgeport homes and cars.
Somebody texted food.
Oh, see? I told you it was going to get into a Granado deal.
Somebody just texted food. I'm sorry. This is not male golf or female golf or food, okay?
No.
I was just reading names from players on Thailand's women's soccer team. Stop it. All right. So some guy is out here smearing...
A masked man is smearing poop on Bridgeport homes and cars and sometimes hiding it under car door handles so the victims don't see it until it's too late. It's happened a dozen times in recent weeks. One person even catching the vandal on video as he rubbed poop, which they are still trying to figure out if it's human or dog poop. No one's sure. On her car in late May.
I can't tell you how mad I would be.
Especially you.
Oh, dog poop, I wouldn't be as mad.
Oh, come on.
No.
It's still poop.
It's dog poop. People poop, I would be irate. Dog poop, I would be mad.
I would be pretty mad regardless.
I'm with you, Nick.
Dog poop is pretty foul.
You're one of these people that say, oh, yeah, that's why dogs can kiss you all over the mouth because their mouth is so much cleaner than a human. Well, their poop ain't.
I don't say that.
Okay, well, there are people out there that have said that for years.
You kiss your dogs on the mouth, don't you?
I don't kiss my dogs on the mouth, but I know my dogs...
They kiss you on the mouth?
If you don't react too quickly, yeah.
What do you mean, right? Like, do you close your eyes?
No, like if you're watching TV, dumbass.
He was about to call you something so bad.
Yeah, I was, too. If you're watching TV, my 105-pound lab comes racing around the corner of the couch, and you're at the corner with the remote, and all of a sudden, he's like...
Lisa walks in the room. Him and the dog are undercover.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Joel's got his head kind of leaned to the side with his eyes closed. He just jumped on me, babe. I don't know. Why are y'all under the covers? He just jumped on me.
I never thought I'd say this, but can we get you back to being Grumpy Bear and Debbie Downer today?
So you don't lean in a little?
No, give it like Nick, you've already admitted this as well. It happens.
Absolutely.
Well, we know we've established that Nick open mouth kisses his dog. I'm just trying to figure out, do you?
Ain't no open mouth here. Mm. I'm just saying, sometimes when you're just watching TV and you're not thinking that the dog's going to come racing around the corner.
You don't give him a little kiss on the nose?
On the nose, yes. That's different than the mouth. On the top of the nose, sure.
Mm. Okay.
Why don't you go back to reading names? finish up this story... Tony Wu, 21 of Bridgeport.
Oh, now you're doing it.
Said he almost fell for the trick last week. He went to his car, was about to open the door when he spotted the feces under the door handle of the car. Said, I didn't want it to be poop, but you actually know it is. Mm. So I had to rush to the car wash to get it cleaned off as best as he could. They have the video. They know it's a guy, but they have not caught him yet.
Yeah, I don't think a chick would do something like that. Well, I take that back. Women are crazy, too.
Now, if it was a bad breakup, I could see it happen.
Yeah, but there are crazy. There's psycho-ass women out there that would just go around smearing poop on stuff. I could see that.
Two chicks, one cup?
Mm. That's totally different.
I mean, there's still chicks willing to do something
like that. I can say
to
this day, I've still never seen that video.
Do not ever do it.
I would vomit. That's why I haven't seen it.
I almost did.
I would vomit. Now, okay. Now, you know what? I don't want to start asking questions about it. Because I've never seen it.
I'll send you a link.
I won't watch
goes
it.
Down
dude,
in
this
the
guy's nuts. He walks around with a gym bag, and it's filled with paper towels and where the poop. And he spots the target and will walk by it several times before he goes to work on it. But it's not just limited to cars. He's smearing it on people's front doors. He's leaving it under their door handles, on the car itself. The person appears to be 30 to 40 years old, a man, balding, wears glasses, typically wears a mask.
Mm.
Just what? You got nothing better to do? You know, somebody texted, I'm bored today. I think I'm going to go wipe crap all over someone's car.
Somebody goes, why are people assuming the offender's gender? Because there's video.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the police report says they're looking for a man.
Yeah.
That pretty much gives it away.
Also, someone texted, dogs lick their butts. Wow. Thank you, Caesar Milan. You're such a dog whisperer for that breaking news.
You're on fire right
now.
Wow.
What? Dogs lick their butt? I never knew that.
Guess what else they get to?
What?
You know.
They lick their penis.
Yeah. If they can get to one, they can get to the other.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Reminds me of my favorite street joke of all time.
Here we go.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I don't tell street jokes, but I'll tell you this one.
Mm-hmm.
These two rednecks. Sorry, everybody listening. Walking down an alley. And then one redneck sees this dog lick at his private parts. And the redneck goes, man, I wish I could do that. And the other one goes, he'd bite you.
And on that note, it's been a fantastic
Try
Tuesday.
The Veal. Two shows tonight
on The Usual Suspects. So we want to thank you for being a suspect of the show and listening. And of course, just like today, we'll be back tomorrow and the rest of the week every day, Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m.
Right now, I want to tell you peeps about Get Upside, man. If you like getting cash back for stuff you're already paying for. And let's face it, everybody listening to my voice is going to at least fill their car up with gas once this week. Probably going to eat out at least once. Why not start getting cash back for those purchases? You can do that through the Get Upside app. It is completely free to download. It's super easy to download. You could do that before you leave work. If you're getting off work at 4 o'clock, I promise you, you could be up and running and Get Upside in mere minutes. And you can stop and get cash back on your fill up on the way home. And here's what you do. Put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's going to get you extra savings on your first fill up through the app. My wife got 30 cents a gallon back just by putting in my promo code for her first fill up using the Get Upside app. You can get up to 25 cents a gallon on fill ups. You can get up to 35% cash back on food. And that's not just like one spot. Like there's hundreds of restaurants around the city. Wendy's, Popeye's, Burger King, Cyclone Anaya's, Candelaria's Pizza. Tons of places to choose from. Just pull up the map, find your spot, get that cash back. And you can get a lot. Like I've had listeners send me screenshots, $25 in 3 weeks. Somebody's up to $300 in their account. Guys, don't leave money at the pump. Don't leave money at the table. Download Get Upside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later. Blitz is up next. Usual Suspects, ESPN 975.
This is ESPN 975.